Joined here by head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton Bulldogs, have a couple of events that Trenton was involved in late last week. Lexington tournament Saturday, hosted a quad on Thursday, and they are at maybe the biggest regular season event that they have on the schedule, Battle on the Katy Trail down in Sedalia. That is Friday and Saturday. Well, let's look at that first, Coach, because when I say something kind of runs Friday and Saturday, it reminds me of districts. Is it a very similar setup where you just want to get through Friday to get to Saturday and get to some of those matches on the winner's bracket side?
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting setup because what they'll do is they'll have a seeding meeting tonight, and they'll place each wrestler in pools. And from there, they have to wrestle within their pool on Friday night, and that's going to spit them out into either the winner's bracket, the championship bracket, or the consolation bracket on Saturday. So the good news is, no matter what, you're still wrestling on Saturday.
I understand from some of the folks back here at the station that it sounded like in the whole high school yesterday, about one out of every five kids were out sick, which that's a lot when you start thinking about it. So you got the flu bug going through the high school, and it hasn't missed the wrestling program, has it?
No, not at all. We, I think we had six kids at practice on Monday, and we had maybe eight yesterday. So we're hoping today we've got a couple more back.
It's the same conversation we had during COVID, because if you think of all the different sports that kids are involved in, wrestling has the most, you know, in close proximity and skin-to-skin contact, because you can practice basketball and kind of, you know, separate from each other. You can't do that in wrestling because you got to be able to wrestle somebody else to get better.
Yeah, I mean, it's just pretty hard to avoid. It pretty well has to make its way through the whole team, and then once we all get it, hopefully we're healthy for the rest of the season.
Yeah, hopefully it's not COVID related, but it happens. It is what it is. You know, it's been happening since for as long as I've been alive. You get a flu bug and goes through the school, and hopefully by the time it leaves, you're good until about April.
Yes, and you know, the break is going to help after this tournament. We'll take a week off from practice, and hopefully everyone will come back just completely healthy.
So I talked to you briefly after that quad on Thursday night, but overall, and I know you didn't win every match that you went out there with, but it sounded like every kid got better, and you were just really, really pleased with the effort that the guys had on Thursday. Are you as pleased today as you were when we talked last Thursday?
Yeah, I really am, because, you know, coming into this season, we knew we weren't going to be a good dual team, and here we are sitting, you know, after Lexington, we're sitting 7-1 in duels, and that feels pretty good. I mean, every kid pulled his weight, and I just feel like we did a lot of things right.
As far as going to Lexington Saturday, you only had eights. You know, you had a few that were out due to illnesses we talked about already. The kids that you had, and I don't think it was all eight, but we'll say like, you know, 75 to 80% of the roster, they went out and they did work. You had some guys who really dominated on Saturday down there, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And, I mean, when we went into that tournament, I told the boys that we really can't afford to lose many matches today, and if we're going to win a duel. And that's what we did. You know, I can always count on Hunter McAtee, and I can always count on Sam Gibson. You know, they're pretty well, you can chalk them up to a win. And Gavin Chambers went out and did a really good job for us and gained us a lot of team points. But guys like Cooper Hauser at 120, who's a freshman, he came in and stepped up big. And I thought Braden Wiggins also did a really good job. So, I mean, top to bottom, we really went out and performed well.
It was interesting to me, especially from where I was watching Thursday, to just kind of see how the guys go about their work, and especially when you're trying to earn points on the mat. And there's so much of wrestling that gets down to, can you kind of, you know, can you take momentum away from the other guy? And in this sport, you take momentum away from the other guy by taking away his use of his arm. And then if you can really get the legs, if you take an arm and a leg away, you pretty much got that thing set at that point.
Yeah, and, you know, just not, I think the most important thing match-wise is not letting a kid think that he's in a match, you know. don't give them an opportunity to score and just keep scoring points. And by the third period, the will is pretty much broken in your opponent.
Was it mostly because, you know, certainly I was disappointed that, you know, you guys didn't get to wrestle Gallatin all that much. There were a lot of open weights. Was that illness related, or is that just going to be something that when you wrestle Gallatin, you just don't have a lot that match up due to open weights?
The way that I understood it, I talked to their coach quite a bit, and you know, they just don't have as many kids this year, and we really don't match up too well with them. Where we're open, they've got kids, and vice versa. So we just, yeah, we really don't match up with Gallatin well.
Yeah, as I say, certainly we watched him in football season. He was a great football player for the Bulldogs. But when you watch Sam Gibson on a wrestling match, coach, the kid goes, he goes into his work like his machine. He just really looks like he goes out there on the mat and he's ready to dominate every match.
He does. He's looked really good this season, and he's picking up new things. He's open to learning new things, and then he goes out and he executes it on the wrestling mat. You know, we have an attack for the right side of the body, and we've got an attack for the left side of the body, and that's something that he's kind of been working on this last year, year and a half. So, Sam, I think he was pretty fired up there Thursday, because he went out and got his 100th career win, which is just a huge milestone.
It's one thing for a kid, and I think certainly Sam wants to get the state tournament. He's more than capable of getting there. Is he a good enough wrestler, coach? Can he, at this point of his senior year, say, I want to win state in my class?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. He is in the conversation for sure.
I know he wrestled at both 190 and 215. When it gets down to February in districts and state and those things, what is Sam's, you know, best weight to be wrestling at to the best of his capabilities?
Sam will be, he's perfect for 190. You know, when they changed the weight classes, and he wrestled 195 last year, so we didn't really know when they changed it to 190 how that would affect him, but he did what he needed to do, and he seems perfectly comfortable there, and he wrestles really well at 190. So that'll be his end-of-the-year weight for sure.
Hunter McAtee, 5-0 at Lexington Saturday. How dominant was he?
He just goes out and does what Hunter does. He's super aggressive. He just controls matches, you know. I talked earlier about not letting kids think they're in the match at any point in time, and Hunter's really good about that, and he is just, I mean, he goes out and gets after it, and that's how he beats some of the top kids. You know, our Brookfield duel, he wrestled a very good opponent, and he ended up getting a pin in the third period, so it was a huge win.
In talking with Coach Shields this morning on the girls' side, he mentioned how you go to the battle on the Katy Trail, and there's so many kids down there. I think it's 40-plus schools from what he told me in, you know, conversation with you in past years. You just, prior to Christmas, to get a really good idea on where your team matches up with so many different teams in the state, that's invaluable, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You get usually if I can get a kid to medal in this tournament, there's a real good chance in the future they're going to be a state medalist. So it's a really good litmus test for us, and we can see where we stand.
And that gets underway Friday and then continues Saturday. Is Mathewson Center, is that down at State Fair, or is it at a high school down there?
Yeah, it's a big arena at the State Fair.
Gotcha.
And it's I think they can hold 8 mats, and it's a really nice venue for us.
Last question before I let you go, because when I was looking at the girls' schedule, there was an event that was showing up on the Trenton High School Misha page that was showing up for Monday, and Coach Shields thought that everything for Monday has been canceled. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. We actually, so that one got canceled, but we did pick up another home meet, which isn't until January 17th, and that'll be against Brookfield and Richmond. It was supposed to be away, but we lost a home meet and we gained a home meet.
Well, and to be honest, if we go back when you took the head coaching job several years ago, coach, there would be years where you'd get maybe 2, at most 3 opportunities to wrestle at home per year. there's a lot more opportunities in that now. So the schedule, it's a lot more inviting from a home meet standpoint to now, isn't it?
It is, for sure. Yeah, we've added a few, and of course, you know, next year we might be back in that situation when they rotate, being that they're quads and triangulars. But yeah, this year's been super nice.
So the battle at the Katy Trail this weekend will be the final event for the Bulldogs prior to the holidays. They'll get back at it with a triangular with Carrollton and Maysville on the 5th. Can't quite tell here off the schedule, Coach. Where is that going to be?
Say that again, Tom.
The January 5th, you wrestle Carrollton and Maysville. Who hosts?
I believe that would be in Maysville.
Gotcha. It's a little trip west. That on the 5th is going to be a Thursday, and then there's the Cameron tournament on Saturday, the 7th. So once we've had this discussion in the past too, Coach, you get a little bit of a break over the holidays, as everybody does. But once you get started in January, it's the busiest month of your season.
It is, yeah. And then before you know it, it'll be districts and state.
Yeah. Lafayette County is going to be the last regular season event for the Bulldogs. That will be senior night on February 2nd. The GRC tournament is the 28th. I should know this, Coach, but who hosts that thing this year?
I believe, don't quote me on this, but I think it's Bethany this year.
Okay. They'd have the facility to do it because they got the two gyms up there.
Yes, exactly.
That will be the 28th of January. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck with the tournament coming up this weekend. We'll catch up with you again next Wednesday.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.